Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly. Thank you, clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your family.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime. I think that's what
we're not sluts.
We just love love.
Well, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. How are we doing today?
Fantastic. Welcome back to another week here at By the By.
That's right.
Yeah.
So? How's your week going?
Guess what's coming up this Friday?
So apparently your week is going all right.
Yeah. Just looking forward to Friday.
That's right, because we have the next pendulum party, our 30th triple X pendulum party.
XXX.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah, very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I have talked to a few people who are coming. We may have a nice little visit from Leo, who hasn't been in a while.
Yeah, so the gentleman and Leo will both be there.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
And then, you know, our group of stalwart regulars, which we love.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully some newbies too, because, you know, that makes it all the more fun.
Yeah, because then Angela can look at him and go, fresh meat.
Not like that. I mean, a little sexier than that. I don't know how, but something.
fresh meat.
It'll be fun, though. I very, very much look forward to it. I need a club night.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Excited. Then coming up in November 8th through the 14th.
You're so close.
I don't know.
13th.
I don't know. They all run together. All days are the same anymore. 8th through the 13th, we are going to escape to the tropics with our dear friends over at Exclusively RHP. And that's going to be a lot of fun. We've got some theme nights already made up, and Angela and I have been working on what we're going to be wearing. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I love taking the theme nights and trying to unpack it and think, like, what can we do? Because some of them are pretty easy, relatively.
Yeah.
But then some of them can be, but also we kind of like to take the piss out of it a little bit. So then it's like, how can we do that, but also still people get it?
It allows you to be creative if
you
want.
Yeah, and I think that's the fine line, too, is being creative, but also something that people will understand. Because you don't want to go too far out that people don't get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's fun. I like doing that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. There are still a few rooms left, so if you want to join us, yeah, you know how. Just shoot us an email, theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or express your interest on RHP, or message exclusively RHP.
Yeah. Come join us in sunny, far north Queensland.
Yeah.
It's such a good time of year up there.
Also, if you want to support us and help us keep our lights on, all you have to do is support us at any level on patreon.com/bythebypodcast. By doing so, you get a instant invitation into our Discord chat, where all kinds of wonderful and hilarious folks live and thrive. I mean, I'm assuming they don't live actually in the Discord chat, but they definitely thrive there, and it's great, full of advice and full of jokes and sexy, sexy pictures.
Yeah. Sometimes you learn something new, which is nice, or you get introduced to a new kink, interest, something.
Great. Now I have a new kink.
Some ideas.
This sounds expensive.
Get some ideas and like, ooh, what can I do with this? It's great.
Yeah. All right. What are we talking about tonight?
We are talking about some fun play sessions and sexy adventures that we've had. So I know that we've had one particularly recently, but you were in Melbourne for 3 weeks. Did you have any sexy fun times? Any sauna visits? Anything?
No, I was boring.
No grinder hookups?
No grinder hookups. No sauna visits.
How did you survive in Melbourne?
It was touch and don't touch and go. It was don't touch and go. I was fortunate enough. I had a date with a lovely lady who we met at the club down there, Between mm-hmm. Friends Wine Bar. We met her there and we started a conversation. And yeah, so I had a really nice date with her. And that was a play session. That was fun. Mm-hmm. That was one of those. The next morning, I was like, I cannot believe I stayed up so late.
Did you go into it intending for it to be a play session?
Yes. Yeah. Like, I made it very clear. Like, look, if sex is on the table, it's on the table. And, which is funny because she was like, oh, it never even occurred to me that sex might be on the table. And I was like, well, it's on the table.
Yes, yes, it is.
But yeah, it was great. We went to one of my favorite bars, which is a side tangent. I'm often reminded of a dear friend of both of ours who she would date a lot. Mm. And she always said that she would take the guys to the same place because she was a scientist and you wanted to make sure that it was the guy that was the problem, not the restaurant or the bar. And I still think about that a lot. I'm like, that's brilliant. Like, so if you go to a place and you've got two variables, one, the human you're going with, and two, the place that you're going, like they can compound in a negative sort of fashion. Like, you know, if you get an old fashioned that has a cherry in it and some stupid whatever, and you're like, this is not an old fashioned, this is bad. Then suddenly the date might be bad because you start to conflate the two. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so.
That is a really good point. And I know it's something that we've kind of touched on here and there, but it is nice to have, even if it's not just one, a few steady venues that you go to meet people, because like you said, like a bad venue can really influence the night.
Yeah.
And not just your mood and your perception, but it can just influence exactly what happens. How the other person responds to it can influence your opinion of them as well. Which could be good, could be bad, I don't know.
Yeah, but on the other side, if you go to a place that you know is good and they're like, I really don't like this, you all may not be a match.
It's true.
Sorry, it's not a match.
Or if you go to a really fancy place, a really nice place, not even fancy, but just a really nice place, a place that you really enjoy, and they don't have a good time, or you don't have a good time, or maybe you do have a good, this is even better, if you do have a good time at the venue, and then you're like, oh, that date was amazing. And then you go someplace boring-ish with them. And then you're like, oh, wait, it was actually the venue. It wasn't them.
Great. I just wasted a second date.
Yeah. I liked the venue. I did not actually like them.
That's funny. Yeah. So see.
So it can go either way.
It is.
So,
it's science. I support science.
Yeah. So it is good to have like a place that you already know. It's established. And you don't have to, okay, now here's the thing though. What if you have a place like that and they have a place like that? Whose place do you go to?
Mine. Next question.
If somebody's going out of their comfort zone.
Well, fine. I'll go to their place next time.
Fair enough. If date one passes, then you go to the other one on date two.
No, and arguably, I think it's whoever sets up the date, right?
Okay.
And so like for us, she was like, you know, where are you staying? And I was like, this is where I'm staying. And she was like, do you stay there often? I was like, yeah, yeah. And she's like, oh, so you know some of the places around there. I was like, I do. And she was like, do you have a favorite? I was like, I do. But like, admittedly, she did set me up for, you know, a knockout of the park.
Yeah.
But then we were chatting and it was like, look, we're going to get together at around 8 because she had shit to do and I had work.
Yeah.
And, it was like, look, it's going to be late. If you want, we can have a drink and then come back to my place, the hotel room. Or if you want, we can have a drink and just have another drink afterwards and then maybe a third drink. And so that, you know, we went to the place, had a drink and she was like, oh, I didn't even realize that play could be on the table. And I'm like, well, look, I know it's a first date, but I learned from Angela. And Angela's like, fuck first, talk later.
Sometimes it's a good thing.
Honestly, that might be the theme of today's episode. Actually, is fuck first, talk later.
It might be.
That'll make more sense at the end of the episode. So we went and had a drink and then walked back. And it was one of those, like, immediately she's a toucher. So as we were walking back, which was only like 3 blocks from the hotel, you know, she's arm in arm and we're still laughing and talking. It was great. Got back to the, it's interesting. So we got back to the hotel and I will admit I was nervous as hell because I don't play with a lot of women, especially one-on-one. Like we've had this conversation before in the podcast, but it's like, I don't know. I have confidence with men because I have experience with men, but women still intimidate the hell out of me. Cause I'm like, what do I do with the boobs?
But yet you're so good. Like, I think don't understand.
It's childlike wonder. People confuse childlike wonder for talent. And it's not that. It's just sort of like, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to poke my finger here.
But you show interest and that's really
That is
good.
Correct. That is correct. And so, yeah, we got to playing and it was immediately one of those wonderful play sessions where you play a little and you chat a little and you play a little and you chat a little. But yeah, we did.
Play a little, chat a little, play a little, chat a little.
Fuck, talk a lot. Play a little, play a little, talk a lot. I don't know. It was good. We, you know, one of the things I liked was, again, very similar to you. She like immediately like, okay, I'm going to pounce on you. So like, I'm on my back and she just gets on top of me and starts grinding away. And I'm like, ho, this is great. And then, because again, like I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just really happy to be invited.
So how long have you been doing this, Bradford?
I self-deprecating, I don't know, but still it's kind of like, I was nervous beforehand so much so that colleagues who knew that I had the date was like, holy fuck, you're nervous about this. You're never nervous.
And I will say that this person, though, is somebody that I had also met and also interested in. Don't know that they're at all interested in women. Don't know. We didn't get to that conversation that night. But
she told me she was interested in you.
Okay, because it's one of those that I was like, I wish I were either there or at least a fly on the wall to watch this. So and she's a very interesting person.
We have a lot in common. Yeah. I think that's what was so fun. The three of us have so much in common. And yeah, so we had a play and then we were just chatting and like I had a couple martinis and a glass of wine. And we know what happens when Bradford has a couple of martinis and a glass of wine and the person smells nice. So she's laying on her stomach and I'm like, how do you feel about rim jobs? And she was like, I love that whole, that look people get kind of like, you mean me giving or you giving or receiving? Yeah. but she had a really great sort of noncommittal answer. And it was a yes enough for me that it was clear that it was, I'm not saying I'm like, oh, it was close enough to a yes, but I, you know, I'm doing the, is this okay? Is this okay? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, ha ha ha. So then I just fucking pounced on her. And
so that answered the question of giving or receiving.
Yeah, right. I was like, I made it very clear what I wanted, which again, being after the first play, I was kind of like, I'm not as nervous now because
you have rapport.
We have rapport. Yeah. It's clear that she's like, it's so bad. I'm so bad because I'm still always like, well, maybe they're not attracted to me. Maybe they're just being nice. This person's going down on me. Yeah, but maybe they're just being polite.
I mean, they could be being polite, but at the same time, if you've already had one play session, it's unlikely they're going to be like that polite for a play session number two, unless they're really into it.
No, I was talking about the first play session. Oh, I knew by the second play session she was into it, but like for the first play session, you're still kind of like, oh, well, maybe they're just being nice.
Okay,
friendly.
I'll take one for the team of I.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I honestly, having talked to enough women about this, I think that unfortunately, the sad truth is many women are like, well, I'll just fuck the dude just to get it over with in a way, just so that I can leave without A, hurting his feelings and not knowing how his reaction is going to be. It's easier to go, well, I'll just fuck the dude.
It is. I will agree.
Right? And that's a fucking horrible thing to say.
Also, sometimes you just need to be fucked.
Or that, but that's a that's a positive spin on that. Yeah. But like,
It is hard. And I've kicked someone out because we started making out and I decided I didn't want to have sex with them. And it's hard and it's a little awkward, but at the same time, it's like, I really don't want this. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, but I think that you are a lot more confident and you're less afraid of the response that people are going to give.
True. And like I said, it was uncomfortable and it wasn't necessarily something I wanted to do. So if it was like that for me, then I can imagine someone who may not have confidence that it would be a lot more difficult, near impossible. Yeah.
So
it was not a pity fuck.
No, it wasn't. She was very into it. And so, yeah, the second play, and then I did that. I just love the thing where you kind of where you're like, you were laying on your stomach and I'm on your back. I love that feeling. It just feels good. And then, so we had a play that way. And then we talked a bit again. And then, and then she went down on me and I was like, all right, this is great. And then we had finished up the wine and she was like, okay, I need to leave. I'm like, okay, thank you. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Thank Bye-bye. You, nice lady.
Thank you, nice, pretty, beautiful, lovely human. I like you. Yeah, it was, honestly, it was a great fun. It was 2.5 hours of just sex and giggling and kissing and just like, it was just really relaxed and good fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
So that's the only thing I did in 15 nights in Melbourne.
Well, I mean, we also went to Between Friends.
Oh yeah, we did do that.
That was all during that time too.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that was fun. I very much enjoyed that.
But the state sounds really.
Yes. But that was at the very beginning. And then it was like, oh.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. So that was, yeah. And we're still talking occasionally. So
good.
We didn't catch up the last time I was in Melbourne because I was just, work was too much, but yeah, next time.
Yeah. Well, it's good that
apparently she comes to Sydney occasionally, so she knows to reach out.
Yeah. So at least the communication's open.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. It wasn't three pity fucks and then. No,
<I'm kidding>. That's yeah. great.
So then I guess most recently, not most recently, but then you and I recently had a date with friends that we've known for like 6 years.
Yeah. We've known them for a long time.
Very long time. And good. Like they're people that when we first met them, we thought that they were way out of our league.
Mm-hmm. I still think that.
Because they are.
Yeah. Still think that. It's fine.
Dude, I could feel his abs. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm sure I have abs.
Like, I mean, honestly, let's be honest.
Both mathematically, they've got to be there, right?
Yeah. Let's be honest. Like, both of them are absolutely gorgeous. They're smart. They're talented. And like, why the fuck are you interested in us? But at the same time, I'm glad you are. And we love you. So.
Yeah, very much so.
And it's been 6 years, so you got to see something in us.
Right. You keep coming back for more. What the hell is wrong with you? But yeah, so they invited us over and back to the fuck first, talk later.
We have a problem with them.
We have a very big problem with them.
In that we really, really like them on a...
Humans.
On a, I was going to say, on a sexual level.
Oh, I was going to say as humans.
But also as humans. And so often what can happen, has happened, is that we will get together for
have dinner.
Evening. We'll have dinner. And then we'll just... talk and catch up and enjoy each other's company and laugh. And then next thing you know, it's time for somebody to go home. And we have not gotten around to the play yet. And it's very sad. And every time it's like, oh, next time. And sometimes we do. But last time we got together with them, we even got together early. We had plans to go out. And we even said, come over a couple of hours early so we have time to play first. And then what do? We sat around talking for the couple of hours before we had to go out.
It's true.
So we still did not get around to the play.
It all checks out.
So this time, and I think every time, and it's something we have to really, really make an effort with some of people like this, is that like, it truly is that Dan Savage fuck first. Like, we're not even going to bother. Like, we're going to walk in, we're going to be ready. It's going to happen, because if we don't do it first, by the time we eat dinner and sit around drinking and talking and enjoying each other's company, the night's gone.
Yeah. And so this time we did come over. They opened a bottle of wine immediately. We all had a glass and a half.
I had a glass because I drink slowly.
You drink so slow. Normal people had a glass and a half. And then it was like, all right, shall we adjourn to the bedroom? Mm-hmm. And so we adjourned to the bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah. And they've done their bedroom up in a very sexy manner. Yeah. So we adjourned to the bedroom. And I think he pretty well pounced on you.
He did.
Quickly.
It was, wow. It was, well, because you pounced on her.
No,
it was mutual pouncing. No,
he pounced on you first. So she and I were like, well, we get each other.
I guess that's
company.
True. That's right. That's, yeah. That is true. I do remember that.
Yeah. So then she and I were like, well, hello, how are you doing? And so, yeah, we pounced on each other. And I actually really enjoyed that because sometimes with him, it gets to be me and him and you and her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to switch back, but it's hard sometimes to make that. So it was nice to start off with a little bit of time with her first.
Yeah. And it was good fun because again, like he and I were both like going down on each other, like mm-hmm. sort of 69 style. And then, he started, I don't even remember how it happened basically, but like the long and short of it is we'll just skip through all this. And then I was like, he was sitting crouched over me and I'm like sucking on his balls. Uh-huh. And then I'm like, oh, you know what? I had a glass and a half of wine. Here we are. And I grabbed his ass and it just started nom, nom, nomming on his ass.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then it was like, was great. Was he sort of just kind of relaxed into it. Right.
Yeah.
So he's sitting up on my face and I'm, you know, grabbing his cock and playing with that. And yeah, it was, I could sort of see and hear occasionally what you and her were doing,
mm.
but like I was sort of just focused on the task at hand.
Yeah, it was fun because like she and I were, you know, pretty well absorbed in each other. And then it was, and at some point, because she and I were playing and there was a bit of back and forth, then at some point she laid me down on the bed and was going down on me for a bit. And I don't even know how, but somehow we got distracted by y'all because...
It happens. We're distracting.
Because I think he said something about you topping him.
Oh, yeah, that is exactly... And that's when everybody in the room went... And so, yeah. What he said was, I guess I better get a condom on you so you can fuck something. And I was like, but I haven't even... paid any attention to the ladies. And he goes, no, me. And I went, actually, no, I think I thought I haven't even paid any attention to the ladies, but I think I said, who am I going to fuck? Like, and he was like, me. And I went, dude, I am not a top.
Yeah.
And so he gets the condom out and we put it on. And at this point, you two are both like watching with bated breath.
Also, there was a little bit of, banter because apparently the only condoms they had were flavored condoms, and arguably I had switched bags and didn't take any condoms with me, also knowing that they have them, right? But apparently the only ones they had were flavored, so then it was like, what flavor? And I think you ended up with banana.
Well, so what's funny about this is two things. One, both of them, this is how, you know, when you stay with your partner for a long time, you become like your partner. Both of them tried the put the condom in their mouth and then kissed me and was like, what flavor is this? Which is great. And so he, you know, lubes me up and is, you know, trying to sit on my, cause again, I'm on my back. Cause basically that's how I have sex anymore. I just lay there. Yeah. I'm just happy to be included. Yay. I'm awake. And he's like, he's having trouble relaxing, right? Mm-hmm. He's having trouble relaxing. And after, I don't know, a minute or so, a couple minutes, I said, dude, I told you, I'm not a top. He goes, well, to be honest, I'm not a bottom either.
Yeah.
Or I'm not much of a bottom either.
I think he
said,
apparently I'm not a bottom either.
Apparently I'm not a bottom either. And I was like, oh my God, that is great. We are in, like, we should have flipped this around.
Uh-huh.
Like, then this probably would have worked. But, it's one of those things that, again, I wasn't expecting it. So I didn't do my prep, my 40 minute prep. No, my, to be ready. And so it was like,
well,
all right.
I think at that point too, like that particular moment was a bit lost.
Oh yeah. No, there was no magic there. We had lost the magic because we started laughing and it's like, mm-hmm. I'm not a top and I'm not a bottom. What is wrong with this picture, boys and girls? So then we started, he kind of pounced on you then.
Yeah.
And then I pounced on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was interesting because he and I often end up playing and this one was different because somewhere along the way he was fucking me and then he starts rummaging around off to the side of the bed and he comes back with a wand
And it looked like a microphone, and we're going to do karaoke now.
Yeah, we talked about karaoke a bit, because, you know, that's what you do. but yeah, so he came back with the wand and was using the wand on me while he was fucking me. And we haven't incorporated toys with them before. But, I mean, also, I do love a wand, so I was kind of like, all right, I'm good with this. But it also is, like, so intense that I'm, like, grabbing onto him and, like, digging in with my nails, and I'm just like, I don't care what you do right now. I'm just going to hold on to you because I can do nothing else but hold on to you.
That's so funny. Yeah, I was afraid you were going to tear their bed sheets.
Yeah, I was grabbing the sheets a bit, too, because I didn't want to, like, draw blood from him, and I don't think I was close to that, but I was digging in pretty well. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to reach back for the sheets instead.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, behind me.
Yeah, and then you ended up rolling over Doggy.
Yeah.
Which made it a little easier for him to...
Yeah. And I do like Doggy. Yeah. I always like Doggy.
Yeah. And then, so she was going down on me through most of this, and I was like, you know, whapping your breasts back and forth because you're in Doggy. I'm like... Dunk, dunk.
Bradford sexy skills.
I told you. Did you know that, you know those Newton's cradles? Your breasts can be like Newton's cradles. You just need a few more years so that they get saggier.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like I'm insulting you, and I'm not. I'm like, this is great.
So arguably, I had a conversation recently, it might have even been over the weekend, I think it was over the weekend, with somebody about the benefits of saggy breasts, because they were talking about, like, if I lose X amount of weight, da-da-da, can I get a boob job? And I was like, why do you want a boob job? Like, there's definite benefits to saggy boobs.
Yeah, fuck yeah. They're so much easier to reach.
I did not think about the Newton's cradle, though.
But then you've got the whole physics game. That's cool. Who doesn't like a Newton's cradle?
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, now you have. Yeah, I know. Now you can't not think about it.
That's so true.
And the harder he fucks you, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, no, I cannot not think about that now. Yeah.
It's great because sometimes if they fuck you really hard, it sounds like you're clapping for them.
Is that the goal?
Yeah.
Fuck you so hard that you're clapping for me?
Yeah. You're giving me a chest applause. Which, chest applause. That's Santa Claus's brother. I'm chest applause. Anyway.
Does that mean we get to put like little Santa hats on the nipples then too?
Yes. Cool. Yes.
All right. I'm down for this.
Yeah. That would make me Rudolph the brown-nosed reindeer. Anyway.
Legit.
Only after a glass and a half of wine.
And a few martinis.
A few martinis. Yeah, so I was just sort of enjoying you and then her, and then she was like, all right, sit back and relax. So as I laid there, she put a condom on me and climbed on. I'm really starting to think that maybe I'm lazy. I've spent too much time with a fucking gentleman.
You just do what you're told.
I'm just going to lay here.
I'm going to lay here. Use me how you want. Yes,
please use me. Enjoy. we had, like, she has the best ass.
Oh, so like, good.
Your ass is my favorite shape and size.
Her ass is amazing.
Is the best texture.
No.
Which is a weird thing to say.
She has a beautiful ass.
Yeah, it's great.
My ass wants to be her ass when it grows up.
Great. I love it. But like her, it's this, the word that popped into my mouth in mind and almost out of my mouth is not flattering, but I do mean this because I love her ass. It's probably my second favorite ass to yours, but it's custardy.
Also, I'm peeking through my hands right now because I'm afraid of what was going to come out of Bradford's mouth.
It's custardy. You know that like custard is like, it's firm yet squishy. And you're like, I just want to bury my face in it.
Her ass is face variable.
I buried my face. Yeah. I've eaten more ass in the last 2 weeks. It's great. Yeah. So yeah, it was good. Mm. And so I went down on her a couple of times, different ways, forms and fashions as well. Oh, we 69 for a while. That was it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause I need to have that ass in my face. And then she got on me and was riding me and he was riding you. And then, so we sort of calmed down a bit, and then he was like, and I love this because they are also listen to the podcast and they know me well enough. And he's like, well, I guess I better fuck you from behind so that Bradford can eat my cum out of you.
Yeah.
To which we all were like, well, I guess you better.
Nope.
Off you fuck.
Yep. Go do it.
And so, yeah, we did that. And which is fun because there's this, I don't know if you've never been in that position, like no one ever sees sex
so,
that close.
Well, let's describe the position. So what it was he was standing at the end of the bed.
Yeah, that's the easiest way.
Yeah. And then he was fucking her.
Yes.
And then
doggy style.
And you were laying down with your head facing him under her.
Yep.
And so then I happened, once you guys got going and were comfortable, I then started going down on you.
Yes.
Because, you know, what?
Why not?
Why not? Right? Complete the picture.
Yeah.
So your head's near the end of the bed, like, yeah, right.
Almost hanging off, because yeah, I could also get his balls in my mouth, yeah, and yada, yada, yada. Yeah. And then it's really great because you're like licking the clit and like the sex is all sexing and, that's how sex does, Angela. That's how it do.
Mm.
Sex sexes.
No, I'm just picturing this from the side and like with him there, her here kind of doggy and then you underneath, it's like almost like a K. And then like I'm over here. I was trying to see if we could make a letter or number type thing out of it, but I don't know how to do that. So anyway, we'll have to work on this.
I mean, if you had gotten on my cock and was riding me, we'd been sort of like a Golden Gate Bridge or a Frank Lloyd Wright house.
Yeah, probably Frank Lloyd Wright, yeah.
The slanty, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then, yeah, he came and, you know, I did my job.
Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, 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 nom. Nom, 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 nom. And that was great. And then I think ultimately she was kind of a bit jealous of the meal. So she was like, I want to try that. So we're like, all right. So I started fucking you from behind and then she was under.
Yeah. That was really hot.
Yeah, right?
Because it's not great. Not something. Well, like I'm not used to anyone else being under there to eat someone's cum except for you.
Yeah.
Right? And so like for it to be someone else, it's like, I am interested in this.
Yeah. And yeah. How was it?
From my perspective, it was great, but I was getting fucked by you and then eaten out by her at the end.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Great,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, nom, nom, nom.
Yeah. So. But the great thing was that afterwards, she was just like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever.
Right? It's great. It's dinner and a show.
I know. So like, I dubbed the two of you cum dumpster and cum dumb stress.
For the record, I am the compost bin.
Compost.
I'm here for Mother Earth. Plant, let me eat thy seed. Yeah, it was great.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So,
And then play wrapped up shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
And then we had dinner and wine and conversation and enjoyed the rest of the night.
Yeah. And then we fucked off and went home. It was great.
Yeah. So fuck first, because otherwise you might just enjoy each other's company too much to bother getting around to it.
It is a danger.
Yeah. To just walk in ready to go and bam.
Bam.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Are you looking for something new and exciting to put into your drawers so you can pull out of your drawers and put into your drawers? Well, go to adamandeve.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI, and you can get one new sex toy at 50% off. You'll also get free shipping, 6 videos on demand, and some extra goodies thrown in your box. So if you look and the cupboards are bare, well, it's time to fill them up. Let your cup runneth over at adamandeve.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI. So we've got a new question here from Curious Humans Game. If you use checkout code BYTHEBY, you'll get 10% off of your order at Curious Humans. That's right. Checkout code BYTHEBY. The question we have tonight comes from the Kinky Humans cards. Angela, step fantasy turns me on. Step fantasy porn turns me on.
I'm assuming we mean like stepbrother, stepsister, stepmother, stepfather, not like we're going up steps. And
no,
like
I'm thinking like stairmasters and like the curb and like those three steps you get up to get into your home, patio steps, like full grand staircase. Full grand staircases. Sex on a full grand staircase turns me on.
Look.
Yeah, fuck me with your banister.
If we're talking banister fucking.
I'm all about banister fucking. I will slide down a banister. Woofed.
I love myself a good banister. Oh,
it's great.
Yeah. Love a good banister.
Mm-hmm.
So I will slide myself on that banister any day. I also like, you know, watching people on a Stairmaster. Watch that nice little ass.
Yeah, perky. Yeah. Right. No, but I do think they mean step family.
Oh, I was going to say otherwise step porn. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Honestly, step family porn does it for me as well. I don't know why. There's probably something wrong with me.
Look, I don't particularly care. I mean, you're not actually related by blood, so I don't really actually fucking care.
No, it's porn, so it doesn't make it real.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, it's my sister and my stepmother.
In reality, you're all actors, so it doesn't matter.
Wow, you just, Angela takes us out of the fun. Anyway, I like it. Do you like it? Yes, you might. But if you don't, that's okay as well. No judgment. That's what's great about Curious Humans Game. So go get your copy today. Use checkout code BY THE BY.
All right, so that brings us to this weekend.
Yes.
So this weekend.
It's past weekend.
Yes.
Just in case.
Right. Well, I mean, there's going
to
be.
Could have traveled in the future and then experienced it and then came back here to tell everybody. Talk to us after Pendulum.
I was going
to
say, I don't really know what to do with that. But there will be some stuff after Pendulum, I'm sure. But anyway, that'll be a future podcast.
Unless we are from the future.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, let's go back in time to this past weekend. So this past weekend, I went away on Saturday night to a party with a friend. And it was a little bit away from home, so we stayed in a hotel.
So nice to be home on a Saturday night, not go anywhere, do anything. I watched video games. I watched Dungeons and Dragons on TV. Like people playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Just watching
TV.
Them play.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. I'm such a nerd.
Meanwhile, I went to a party and we did a lot of dancing.
I danced in my head.
And that was a lot of fun because we haven't actually danced in a very long time.
There's not a lot of opportunity to dance in Australia.
Yeah.
Not a dancing country.
No. And I'm not good at it, but I'm also not afraid to get out and make a fool of myself. So.
That's right.
Because, you know, if I'm out there, then I feel like everybody else is like, I can do at least that good, if not better, and they'll come out and dance too.
Aw, be nice to yourself.
It's like me at Pendulum, like when I go upstairs, like the reason that you call me the Pied Piper is because I go upstairs and everybody else is like, oh, I can do it better than her, and they want to come up and show me.
I don't think they think I can do it better than her. I think they think I want to do it with her. If I go now, I'll have at least a better opportunity than these other assholes down here.
Maybe. But yeah, it was actually a lot of fun. So I went to this party. We did a lot of dancing. We were out a little bit late. And then there was a little after party thing we went to for a bit. And then we went back to the hotel. Honestly, I was exhausted when we got back to the hotel. But I also wanted to pounce on her. So I'm kind of like, do we just go to sleep? Because, you know, we could just lay down and go to sleep. But I also kind of want to pounce on her, and so I just did that instead.
Did you ask her if she could be the pounced pawn?
Not.
Were you just a little tipsy, and you're like, I'm just going to pounce?
I actually wasn't very tipsy, no. I had not had a lot of alcohol, especially like once the dancing started. So no, definitely not tipsy. But I don't really recall that there was a lot of conversation necessarily, but I mean, there was like kissing and making out. I mean, it, you know, unspoken conversation.
Unspoken. Right.
Mm-hmm. So we made out for a bit. I went down on her for a bit, just kind of just playing with her and having a good time. Honestly, I was also really tired. So I'm kind of like, this is a lot of fun and I'm really enjoying this. It's probably not as good as it could be. So hopefully like maybe Pendulum will take another chance to revisit.
I've been there where you're like.
Okay. It was not that bad. I don't know. It might have been, but I don't think it was that bad. Okay, I know I did not fall asleep down there.
Yeah, but like it's easy to, right? Because they've got their thighs around your ears and it's like, and your eyes are closed. And so it's like, you're already halfway there. You know, muffled ears, eyes closed. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. But it was fun, though, because we just kind of, you know, kissed and played and whatnot for a while. And it's not something that I get the opportunity to do very often, is to play with another woman, like, just one-on-one.
Or person, one-on-one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not something anymore, anyway. I mean, I guess we have in the past, but just, yeah, the last few years really haven't.
Yeah.
So it was really nice. And it is a bit of a shame that it was a little tired. But it was also, I think, really sweet, because, like, at the end of it, because, you know, we played for a while. And then at some point, like, you know, things were kind of winding down and we were just kind of snuggling a bit. And I basically fell asleep, like, half draped across her.
Aww.
We both just kind of fell asleep, because at one point I was like, wait, am I the only one asleep? And then I heard her and I was like, nope, she's asleep too. Like, that kind of deep breathing asleep. So I was like, okay. And then I kind of rolled off a bit, but I was like, okay, at least I'm not like the only one who fell asleep at that point.
That's adorable.
So it was fun and it was good. And I'm glad we had the opportunity. But because it's not something that I really get to do very much. I don't think she does either. Because a lot of times if we are playing together, it's with you. It's at the club, yeah, in an orgy experience. It's in a group play. Yeah. And so you might get some time together, but it's not like a whole session. And it, again, like, you know, again, we should have gotten there earlier and fucked first. But we did not, because we were not that smart.
Yeah.
Should have.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's all right. But it was a lot of fun and it was really nice. And I am glad to have had the time that we had, even for being late at night. Because sometimes those late night ones are fun too, because then you're just kind of relaxed and it's like, I'm just going to enjoy my time here.
Yeah.
Just kind of settle in and go down for a while, you know. It's nice. And she has lovely breasts and nipples to play with, which is good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, so I guess the next morning you all came here, she dropped you off and came in, and I was like, oh, look, you know, do you have anywhere to be? And she was like, no. I was like, well, stick around. I'll make lunch, and then like a late lunch, early dinner. And, you know, we can just whatever. I guess I'd also said before you all had left, I was like,
yeah.
Hey, if you don't have anywhere to be tomorrow, stick around. We'll do some impact play and do whatever.
Yeah.
And that is definitely right up her alley. Mm-hmm. So you all came back and we goofed around and chatted and watched TV and drank mimosas for a little while. And then it was like, all right, let's have a play.
Yeah.
And it was fun. Like, cause it was like, it's so relaxed and I love that kind of play is just fun. Cause like you said, it's easy to play with her because it's so kind of like, whatever.
Yeah. And also she does very much like impact play. So I asked at the beginning if you and I were going to tag team her, because, you know, we've done that sometimes. And you were just like, no. And so you got your fox gloves on, the ones that are the rabbit fur with the banjo picks on them. And you were on the front side of her, I don't know, stroking, caressing, doing scratching, all the, scratching and the softness and kind of that dichotomy, while she was handcuffed here in the playroom and I was paddling her. So not necessarily flogging, but a little bit more playing with some different paddles and things we've got, because we've got a few newer ones that she hadn't experienced yet. So we pulled those out and tried them on her. And I was also exploring with one of them because it's basically like it's big, thick silicone. It almost looks like fork tines, like really long fork tines. And so I was kind of experimenting with different ways of playing with that, because in some ways it can be thuddy, in some ways it can be stingy. And then in some ways you can like kind of do it like drumming fingers, I actually kind of enjoyed the sound of. So I was having fun playing with that one. We've just got a few other different paddles and things. And so just playing with those, playing with her, and just kind of really getting into it and enjoying that time. And it wasn't, again, it's not like, there's a little bit of serious and like taking her into like, you know, some meditative spaces, but also it's just kind of just having fun with it and the back and forth and things. And then paddled her for a bit. We did try the one that has the paw print on it, a good whack to see if we could get a paw print. And I didn't hit too hard because I wasn't sure how much was going to be needed. Also, she was a little red at that point already. So we got a vague paw print, but you do have to look hard to see it.
Yeah.
So we'll have to play with that one some more, see if we can really pull that out a bit more. I'm excited to try that again. But she has such a good spankable ass. I love it.
that was
good. Really, really enjoyed doing that. And also, like I said, like kind of, you know, whacking her a bit while you were engaging with the gloves on the front side and stuff. And then I got my gloves on as well, like once we were starting to wrap up and cool down a bit, wind down, I put my gloves on. And so we were both kind of massaging and scratching her. And that was a lot of fun. And then, I mean, that always leads to more fun.
Dot, dot.
Yeah.
One of the highlights for me was, so I had been sort of lightly caressing her and playing with her. And then what I did was I put my hands through her leg so that she's grinding on my forearm while I'm fingering you behind. And I was like, this is great. Cause both of you all at one point were really into it. And I'm sitting there going, okay, arm, you can hold on. You can do it, buddy.
I was a little surprised when you, cause at first you reached through, like when I felt you touching me, I was kind of like, oh, like I thought it was just an accidental brush. And I was like, wait, no, this seems purposeful.
Why would he touch me? Right. Yeah.
But that was good because like you said, like when we were both kind of grinding on you, I'm also pressed up against her.
Exactly. And yeah. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Yeah. I imagine this is pleasurable for everybody. I mean, I was enjoying it, but it was, you know, it was work.
Like arm, you have to hold up.
You can do it, arm. You can do it.
You cannot let everyone down.
And of course, brilliant me. I chose my left arm, you know. The non-dominant of the two, old right arm over here is like, you can do it, buddy. It was like Obi-Wan Kenobi talking to Master Luke. Use the force. Not too much force. Do the left. Use little circles. Find the clit you must. I don't know why Obi-Wan's now Yoda. Anyway, so yeah.
You're getting a little confused there.
Luke, I am your father. Who's your daddy? Yeah, that was good fun. And then I think I ended up going down on her for a little while. Did I go down on you for a little while?
No, you went down on her for a little while. And this was a great use of our new configurable possum play couch furniture. Not an ad, but it is great stuff because...
Hashtag not an ad.
Yeah.
Are you looking for a configurable play furniture for your sexy playroom? Look no further than Possum's configurable play fort furniture. That's right. Age 6 to 66. Ages 6 to 69. Possum Play Fort Furniture. Build your desirable play fort today.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, so we had it configured to where she was kneeling on some of the bigger cushions, and you were underneath her on the bigger cushions, kind of then holding the back, like your butt and the back part of yourself up, like bridge
strong
style.
Strong as I look.
Well, I was gonna say bridge style, and I'm looking at this like that ain't gonna last long.
Yeah, the bridge was sagging. Like this, where are our structural engineers?
And ultimately, we probably need to get a couple more of the big ones. But in the meantime, we don't have that. So I got two wedges and put them together in like a square kind of fashion and stuck that under your butt. And you're like, oh, this is good. But it was clear that you needed a little more support. So then I took a little round one. Basically, we just built this whole thing up and like built it up underneath you to give you the support that you needed. And you're like, okay, this is comfortable.
This is great. I was very happy with that. And then Angela's on her knees in front of me going down on me and playing with me. And And then she's on her knees still strung up, like she's tied up to the top.
Yeah, still handcuffed.
But sitting on my face and like grinding the fuck out of my face. And I'm like,
so fucking hot.
This is great. Like, I'm just happy to be here. Once again, on my back. Yeah. And so I was like, but I mean, I was holding up half my body for some of that time. But then,
like a minute. Minute and a half, too?
Well, I'm just saying, it felt like 30
okay, sure.
minutes and a half, too.
Yeah. I'll give you that. Okay, yeah. It was a full 30 minutes, promise you people out there.
It was. next thing you know, we're cleaning up stains off of our brand new play couch.
Yeah, next thing you know, Bradford's got a good old stain on there.
It's not my fault. You were irresponsible with the hose. You got to aim the hose where you need it to go.
Are you saying I don't get the hose again?
Yeah, it's like it puts the lotion on my foreskin, or else it gets the hose again. Yeah.
So it was good. I'm okay with stains on this. It's washable. It's easy. I don't fucking care. It's like they're proud stains.
Proud stains.
Yeah.
that's awesome. So it was good fun. And then we had lunch.
Yeah, it was a good weekend.
So once again, fuck first.
Yeah.
Lunch later.
Yeah, there you go.
Food later.
There you go. That's it.
Fuck first, food later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. No. 3 out of 4 times we fucked first, and one of them we probably should have, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's lesson learned. Lesson learned. Again and again. I have to keep learning this lesson.
I love it. So did you like our sexy experiences and our sexy stories? If you like more of that, email us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or you can message us on any of our socials. We are at By the By Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, or you can go to our website, www.bytheby.com.au, and then go to our contact us page. You can reach out to us there. Hopefully we'll see you at this week's pendulum party. And any other final thoughts over there, Angela?
Come join us at Pendulum and come.
Come join us at Pendulum. We'll see you there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.